I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
The show.
Oh yeah, we always hope you'll enjoy the show. And it's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I hope you're ready this week for some very strange and geeky things. It's going to be a very short podcast, however, because many, many things happened this week, not the least of which is I had a massive meltdown crash of one of my servers, and it has kept me extremely super busy trying to get everything back into the positions and places that it should be. And so there you go. So there hasn't been a lot of time for blogging. There hasn't been a lot of time for much anything else. But we have still found you some stuff. Yes, indeed. You know, we love to find the stuff for you. Not the least of which today is some geek culture. Now, how many of you remember many years ago the Ballad of the Gambler by Kenny Rogers? You remember that? You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em. You know that song? Right? Right? Huh? Well, this one is about somebody with a Game Boy Advance. Yes, indeed. A gamer. Not the gambler, but the gamer. And so, let's listen to some geek culture, what I call the Ballad of the Gamer.
Summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, came across a gamer playing his Game Boy Advance. Couldn't help but stare over his shoulder at him playing. Though many hours were passing, I still stood there in a trance. Said, "Pop, I've made a life out of winning competitions, and I can outplay anyone at Super Mario. So if you're really into playing, then lose the inhibitions, and I feel like a laugh, and so I'll let you have a go." So he handed me the gadget, and I started on his level. Straight off I missed the platform, and very quickly died. Was not at all impressive, I could tell by his expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the Game Boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to jump 'em, know when to thump 'em, know when to run away, know when to duck. You never watch your scoring, 'cause it's most unfashionable, but you'll make that high score table with a little bit of luck." To cut the story short, I kept falling and dying. It didn't stop me trying, but it still did no good. I headbutted the bullets and tripped traps like a cretin, and I wouldn't mind a betting that we knew I would. You see, my total lack of talent amused that little blighter, and as he giggled, well, I felt the anger rise in me. Ah, this patronizing pipsqueak, he's a gamer, I'm a fighter. So I made that bloody Game Boy an advanced repository. You got to know when to boot 'em, know when to shoot 'em, know what's a power up, know what's a trap. Though it's kind of funny watching someone who's unable. Don't laugh if he's unstable. You might end up in the... You got to know how it's done to.
How it's done to.
Know where to run to.
Where to run to.
Know when to hit the deck. Know when to miss. You never laugh or giggle when you're watching someone playing. If you're hearing what I'm saying, you ain't gonna take the... You got to know when to jump 'em. Know when to thump 'em. Know when to run away. Know when to duck. You never watch your scoring, 'cause it's most unfashionable. But you'll make that high score table with a little bit of luck.
Oh, yeah. Pretty weird stuff, huh? Yes. And I couldn't help but think about the Game Master while listening to this song. Of course, he's not like that, you know, to hand somebody a Game Boy and watch them be totally lame at it and laugh and giggle. It's like the guy says, if you're going to do that, you need to be sure the person's not unstable that you're doing it in front of. Ha ha. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Our geek culture for this week.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. And, of course, we're also part of the Blueberry Network.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yes, indeed. Blueberry.com and TechPodcast.com. Both places that I frequent and stay on top of what's happening because it's fun. And also it's good to be part of a community like that. Speaking of which, those of you here listening to Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon at drbill.cc, that's where the blog is that you can go to. If you'll go to that blog, drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon, you will find in the upper right-hand corner a place to click where you can get a free 30-day free trial.